Visa adds Polygon to global stablecoin settlement program. Visa has added Polygon to its global stablecoin settlement program, expanding the set of public chains it uses to clear USDC payments between issuers and acquirers. The update was confirmed in a Cointelegraph post on April 29, 2026, placing Polygon alongside Ethereum and Solana as a supported settlement rail inside Visa's network. Visa's stablecoin program is not a pilot. It is the set of rails Visa uses to move money between the bank that issues a card and the merchant acquirer that processes the swipe. Until now, partners that wanted to settle in USDC had to use Ethereum, where gas costs spike during congestion, or Solana, which gave Visa speed but only one option for partners with existing Polygon infrastructure. Why a third chain matters for back-office settlement. Card settlement is a back-office process most cardholders never see. After a transaction clears, the issuer owes the acquirer. That obligation has historically moved through correspondent banking and SWIFT messages, often taking a day or more to finalize across borders. Visa's stablecoin program replaces parts of that flow with on-chain USDC transfers between treasury accounts. Adding Polygon gives Visa partners a third venue for that movement. Polygon's POS chain typically settles in around 2 seconds with subsent fees, which matters when a partner is sweeping thousands of small obligations across a weekend. It also lets issuers who already custody USDC on Polygon move funds without bridging, removing a step that has historically introduced both cost and counterparty exposure. For Polygon, this is the kind of integration that makes its enterprise pitch concrete. The chain has lost mindshare to newer L2s on retail flow, but its compliance posture and existing institutional treasury usage have been its strongest argument with payments firms. Visa using it for live settlement validates that argument in a way no testnet partnership can. Where this fits in Visa's crypto roadmap, Visa has been building toward multi-chain settlement for 2 years. The first leg used Circle's USDC on Ethereum starting in 2021, then expanded to Solana in 2023. The current update follows Visa's separate announcement that it would let users spend self-custodied crypto through a partnership with WeFi, signaling a broader push to integrate non-custodial flows into its network. SpendNode covered that move earlier this week in Visa Teams with WeFi to let users spend self-custodied crypto. The two announcements work together. WeFi addresses the consumer side, where a cardholder might fund a transaction from a wallet they control. The Polygon settlement update addresses the bank side, where an issuer needs to net out obligations with an acquirer at the end of the day. Both rely on stablecoin rails to compress what used to take 24 to 48 hours into minutes. Market response and broader context: ETH was trading at 23.14, soup 1% on the day, and BTC at 77.158, 1.4% as of April 29, 2026, with the Crypto Fear and Greed Index sitting at 42, neutral. The Polygon news did not produce an immediate token reaction at the time of writing, which is consistent with how previous Visa rail announcements have played out. The value of these integrations shows up over quarters in transaction volume, not in a same-day price pop. For context on why stablecoins are eating settlement workflows, DeFi Llama's stablecoin tracker recently flagged that monthly transfers crossed $1 trillion, with much of that flow coming from B2B and institutional treasury movement rather than retail trading. Visa's program is one of the larger institutional contributors to that trend. What it means for cardholders right now: a consumer using a Visa-branded crypto card does not see settlement chains directly. The change is upstream of the card itself. Over time, faster and cheaper settlement should compress merchant fees and let issuers offer better cashback rewards or fewer surcharges, especially on cross-border purchases where today's correspondent banking spread eats into the economics. That benefit will materialize gradually as more issuers route through stablecoin rails. For now, the immediate winners are the banks and acquirers in Visa's network. They get a third option for clearing USDC, with Polygon offering a sweet spot between Ethereum's deep liquidity and Solana's raw throughput.